Welcome to the Trinity Baptist Church podcast. For more information about our church and to keep up to date with the latest resources, please visit our website at www.trinitybaptist.org. Enjoy the podcast.
These are trying days for all of us, and so I pray daily for God to refresh you in the power of his renewing presence. And the one who created the universe created you with resilience. And that no surprise is happening to us that goes beyond God's capacity to prepare us for a right response. For in the work of the Spirit of our life is the DNA of God's very character that enables us to adapt and adjust to the times in which we're living because he is the Lord of our times. And through this Holy Spirit's presence, we may then create a spirit of unity. The difference between our just going for the unity on our own power versus the unity of the Spirit is that we will get exhausted if we're just doing it in our own power, trying to live life and adjusting to all the competing ideas and applications that are filled with so much emotions these days. But if we will allow for the unity of the Spirit that God creates through his Spirit, then we are renewed. And my prayer for you is that you will allow then your attitude to be positive, your aptitude to be curious, and your abilities to be engaged. Because when our attitude is positive, it is simply looking beyond the negativity of this world. And it is looking at what God makes possible in the positive. And with our aptitudes being curious, it is allowing ourselves to love God with our mind, to see what is possible in light of him, and then bringing our intelligence and heart to make it happen. And when our abilities are engaged, it means we're not on the sideline, but it means we are actually involved in the adjustments being required for this day in which we're living. Well, that's the work of God's people. That's the movement and the life of the church. We've been at this long enough that we know we can get tired in our own power. But in the power of what the early terrorist by the name of Saul transformed in the wonder of Jesus Christ, who then became the Apostle Paul, came to realize is that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. You can be magnetized by Christ. You know, you take a piece of metal and you magnetize it. It looks the same. It's the same weight and size and shape. But the properties and the quality of the metal has been transformed so that it is acting differently with the outside world. You look at the metal, it looks the same. But how it interacts with the world is different because what has happened within it, it has been magnetized. And yet, as Dr. David Garland says, as a magnet then will both attract, some will be repulsed by it. And so the power of what it is that you can do and be surprised by what God can do through you is to see all of the attractive qualities that God is making possible in your life. So you can be his source of attraction in a disunited world, but you're going to get repulsed along the way. But it's repulsed for the right reasons. What does God want to grow in us? Well, it's what many of our adult classes have just been studying, the fruit of the Spirit. What does God want to grow in us through the power of his Spirit? It's what many of our children had just concluded studying in the fruit of the Spirit. And what God grows inside of us is what everyone hungers for. And this hunger is what enables us to have the positive attitude, the engaged abilities to make a difference in the world and our minds to be curious. Love and joy and peace and patience and kindness and goodness and faithfulness and gentleness and self-control. Those are the qualities of what it really means to be wealthy. and God's working them. And when you, if you're here in person and you're exiting from the sanctuary, you go to the center aisle and you'll check the stained glass window. When we remodeled the sanctuary in 2014, we had a stained glass window placed there with the fruit of the Spirit. It is what God is seeking to work in our lives and our world needs. Now, the people of Acts that we're studying, we're allowing the Spirit to teach us, inform us, instruct us. This summer, by your picking up the fifth book of the New Testament and reading it, maybe you've read it many times before and maybe you've never read it before. Maybe you read through the Bible once a year, or maybe you've never read passages from the Bible. But that by picking up the book of Acts, you will find the most fascinating case study of how to be transformed in a way to transform a world, how to have the capacity to adapt and change in changing times. It is practical for your business life, your family life, transforming for your personal life, because the people of Acts were ordinary people who became extraordinary. Under stressful situations, they were empowered by what the Spirit grew from them to share in the world. That is, when we step into this world, we're made in the image of God. But we're not complete, and we're in a world of hurt by the sin in this world. And so we need help, help called salvation. The salvation of the Messiah mission of Jesus in the world. And when Jesus came into his Messiah mission, he walked this sinful world and with a heavenly hope. And the power of the cross, he came with a transforming way for indeed us to be transformed, to enter our lives with a magnetism of heaven for earthly living. And so it is that this power of becoming one in Christ then is the same of having the resurrected, the living Christ in us. That's what it means to be filled with the Holy Spirit. It's not a one and done when we are converted. It is one into the journey of eternity. And the Spirit brings that transformation. Now, we've got all kinds of challenges today, COVID-19 and needing to heal the wounds of racism. So you're doing this in your individual life. You're doing it together in unity. And many men in our church have continued to build on a partnership with the St. Luke Baptist Church, a historically black congregation. And this yesterday, they did a prep for what's going to unfold, and that's the reopening of their wellness center on June the 24th. And so our men came together and worked with men of the St. Luke Baptist Church, and in doing so, they were building the tent. The tents that are going to be used by which people can come in off the street and receive medical care and to check up. The power of what it means to engage our abilities through the unity of the Spirit of God's hope in our hurting world is exactly the work of the church today and was the work of the church beginning. So here's the one sentence. Experience transforming power for God-sized outcomes. Experience transforming power for God-sized outcomes. These God-sized outcomes, they mean they're beyond our own capacity, but they are what is absolutely possible when we are transformed in the magnetic power of the Spirit working from within us into the world. And it begins with an experience. It's the experience of what happened in Acts 4:31. It's the experience of these early believers, this first generation of Christians who were living their life. And they felt the wonder of the Christ who had come into their heart, and they felt the sustaining power. And then they prayed, it said, and they prayed, and they were shaken, and they were filled with the Holy Spirit, and they spoke the word of God boldly. That's the kind of experience that takes us out of the normal and transforms us into the daily application, the extraordinary coming into our lives so that we too may know that power. The first time I spent day in and day out in my life with the majority of the people who were around me were black was I was 17 years old. Graduated from Burney High School. I went to North Carolina to sell Bibles for the summer. lived in a part of town and worked in much of a part of town that was primarily in the black community of Clinton and Laurinburg, North Carolina. My buddy in the migrant motel my buddy heard me say one evening, said there's a revival happening, and it's a revival happening, and there's a black preacher, and there's going to be music, and it's going to be a magnificent happening. And he said, well, let's go. But he went with the purpose of going to laugh. He thought it would be entertaining to see the black people dancing in the spirit. But during the service, underneath the tent, what Joe began to experience was not entertainment, but power. The power that spoke right into what he was feeling in his heart of a bigotry towards these people, that they had something that he didn't have, but he wanted to have. But at first it began to repulse him because he left in the middle of the service and he was driving. I only had a bicycle, he had to drive, and it was a long ways to the migrant hotel, and he just left me there. And the person who drove me home was the preacher back to that migrant motel. And that continued to work in Joe's life through the course of the summer for transformation. So we need an experience beyond ourselves, an experience that comes from the size of God. And what the Lord will always do will transform us. Transforming. Believers were one in heart and mind. In generosity, they shared everything they had. Now, they didn't change their ownership titles, for all of them were owning the legal documents together. But as they prayed about what possessions they did have, then they would bring it into behalf of the body of Christ there and give it for the use of the body of Christ to give ministry, to grow people's lives in the power of the Spirit and to meet the needs of people. That's what we're about. That's what's going on in our various ministries of what we're doing. And the transforming gift of when we have offerings every Sunday or during the week as you use PayPal or you send in your check, or someone who recently put $3,500 in cash in an envelope with no name on it. Another person had given $100,000 anonymously. We couldn't even write a thank you note. Or with our names on the gifts, like mine with a check. All of these come together with equal force, understanding that there's a unity of the Spirit that God is creating by our gifts being held in common to accomplish together what we cannot do alone. Now that's what catches the eye of a disbelieving world. That's what catches the eye of a skepticism in our world. This kind of transformed lives. Yesterday, right there in our parking lot, there was the bountiful blessing that just as in recent times past that people drove in their cars, and all of our bountiful blessing caregivers in the ministry know everyone by name, called out and asked stories of how they were doing. And a question that I asked each person was, what's the best thing and what's the worst thing that's happening to you? And the similarity is that wherever strata we are in life, the answers are very similar. How long will it last? How bad will it get? I wish I could spend more time with family. I don't know about my health. Concerned about a job. But a happiness that comes by the power of loving and being loved. It's a transformation that God makes possible. And then there's this power. The power by the resurrection of Christ, God's grace so powerfully at work in the lives of the early believers and to be at work in us. It was the Jesus, the Son of God, who came to the earth, who took on all of the viruses of our world and took that inside his mission and gave the gift that gives today about a forgiveness. Every one of us have a deep, dark sin in our life that we did that maybe nobody else knows about or only a few people know about it. And as your pastor and your preacher, I take that seriously. You need to know that that's as deep as God wants to go to be able to apply in your life that forgiveness by your coming and giving it to him as an offering, trusting that with him and being set free from its bondage. But also each of us come with things that have been done to us and things that have been done to us in a way that we then can be healed and made whole and dance with the joy of life. It's the resurrection of Christ and knows no bounds. It is infinite in its application and power, and it is equal in a distribution for everyone. Someone is loved by many, not only in the life of Trinity or the Woodland Baptist Church or across San Antonio, but in regions around the world, is Babs Baugh. Babs had been involved in leading a whole bunch of ministries. And she passed away this morning at about 2:45. And she had suffered from a debilitating illness to her body, but her spirit was never debilitated. Her capacity to speak with a loud voice or to sing and dance with the agility of her body had gone. But that vibrancy of her spirit was strong. And now she is truly dancing as a new creation in heaven. And the power that got a hold of her life is the same power that is available to all of us in each of our circumstances in life. And just like what Babs did in the midst of what was occurring, she never was overwhelmed by bitterness or cynicism or negativity. She was one who engaged the strength of her opinion formed by Scripture and through the Spirit, spoke her message, but did so with a heart of love. That's what happened in the life of the early church. What happens in the life of the church today is we allow that then to have an experience of transforming power so that God-sized outcomes can come from us. God-sized outcomes. Not just a Les Holland outcome, not just a you outcome, but an outcome that works within us in a unity beyond what we can do individually, but that God baptizing us in his power then makes that possible as an outcome for him. And it's what's said in Acts, this life of the early church, that there were no people among them who had a need, that from time to time, people might sell a possession that they had, land or a possession from the home heritage, or dedicate a part of their labor and their work, this gathering group of believers, so that all who had a need that was met. The life of our ministries, the life of us together, pivoting and adapting for the times in which we are apart, this very work of God is the work that our world is needing and hoping to be true. And by our delivering the message with life application, they see it as well as hear it. That's why Debbie was highlighting in the Vacation Bible School about the sense of the gifts of giving food for kids, the sense of our adapting by providing the VBS experience online for Bible study stories throughout the week, and the gifts of food being given together on Wednesday. The sense of the wonder of what it means from these children today will be telling stories to their children and their grandchildren about the COVID-19 time, just like in the flu epidemic of the 1918, being told from generations to generations of the wonder of what it was like to be resilient in light of God's power and hope when we were willing to engage to the care of others. In this passage, it ends with a face, it ends with a story, it ends with a person, it ends with the encounter of a Barnabas. It's when he's introduced, this really big personality of a leader in the New Testament. It's first introduced here And he had come to Jerusalem, and he had experienced first a pilgrimage, but then he felt the wonder and the power of the Christ and the fulfilling work of the Holy Spirit. And then he decided there is a need here, and he took some of land that he owned, and he sold it, and he gave it. And when they gave it to the feet of the apostles, it was giving it to the sense of the mission of the church. And as you give your talents, you give your money, it is giving into the purpose of the church. And Barnabas, whose very name means the son of encouragement. There's a generosity that's born by God. And a generosity that has your name and my name on it. Sue Duncan was her name. She grew up in a dairy farming family that had very little. They churned their butter, they drank the milk from the barn of their own cows, they ate from the vegetable garden and the crops that they grew. Sue endured three marriages. She was a spunky old soul. She told me one day with that glee in her eyes and that lilt in her voice, the kind of story that's not what happened to her, but she sure liked the story because it's something she wished she could have done herself. She told a story about a woman whose husband was very wealthy. And he told his wife, of whom he had been domineering through the course of their marriage, he said, "When I die, I want all my wealth to be in the casket with me. You promised me that now. You promised me that." And so she did. When it came time for the viewing of the casket, there it was. All of his wealth written on a check and placed in the coffin that was buried in the grave. The kind of missing heart that comes from the lack of understanding what true wealth is. This love and joy and peace and patience and kindness and goodness and faithfulness and gentleness and self-control. That's the real wealth that then takes our money wealth, takes what our possessions are and breathes it into the life of others with a generosity that itself is persuasive. One of the guys who comes through our bountiful blessing in a relationship, he is a former light welterweight boxer. And he got to the place where he could spar really good with the champions who would come to San Antonio. He'd only discovered later, when he was past his boxing prime, that he was really, really, really good. And that he himself could have had more opportunities to have fought in the big ring. But the people that were controlling him wanted to keep him down as a sparring partner for others. Now, at this time in his life, he has been letting go of that kind of resentment, and he is letting go by being an encourager into the lives of others. What Barnabas understood is that he himself could be that difference maker, that he himself could overcome his own resentment and bitterness by the power of God through the fulfilling work of the Holy Spirit to create this unity in the promise of God. So the psalmist wrote, "How good and pleasant it is when people live together in unity." It's a unity that is God's creation. It's a unity like God created the universe, he created earth, and brought you in the world. So his Spirit is working to create that within our lives, that we may be at peace in troubled times. And you were made by this power of the Spirit. So right now is a decision time. Whether by live stream or Facebook Live, that right now is your time, here in person, to say, "Lord, I need you. I need you with such a clarity and a wonder that I accept you and I yield my life to you. And I need, brothers and sisters, I need a unity of people in my life, and I join into this people called Trinity. And I'll use my abilities and I'll use my wealth as little as some people may think it is everything in the eyes of God and to me, and I will use that $5 or $50 or $500 or $5,000 or $50,000or $500,000. Whatever that zero is, it all belongs to God, just like your talents do and your time do. Let God come and touch you with the Spirit. What will be the result? Experiencing transforming power for God-sized outcomes. Let's stand together. I'll be standing here with my mask back on. Someone else will be here too, and we'll, if you would like to come and pray, we'll pray with you. But if you want to come and make your decision for Jesus Christ, join in the body like last Sunday, the six people who came forward. Now it's your time. Come.
We hope you enjoyed your segment of the Trinity Baptist Church podcast. For more information about our church and to keep up to date with the latest resources, please visit our website at www.trinitybaptist.org.